I'm going to spend a couple of minutes talking about Groovy. Groovy is a brilliant, brilliant, absolutely wonderful dynamic programming language for Java. It looks just like Java and has lots of interesting extensions to Java, which really make it a nice replacement for, say, Perl or shell scripting, and especially on the Windows environment. So I've been using Groovy very recently, in the last couple of months, to generate these mock stub objects. Not mock objects. Mock objects are really for capturing behavior, and you can generate mock objects quite easily from Eclipse or your IDE, or use EasyMock or Mockito using these in order to generate mocks dynamically or statically. In my case, at Lloyds Banking Group, there was a proprietary framework which we are using to read data from a server somewhere, and it's sending back data. It would be nice to actually test this code without actually hooking onto the server, which is a normal thing you do in agile development or test-driven design and development. So the idea was to, with this proprietary library, call it X, which has all these interface objects, interface classes rather, which have tons and tons of almost getter and setter cried methods, but without the get prefix and the set prefix, we could generate a set of mock stub objects which capture the state. And the, using that Groovy to generate these mock stub objects, we got 90% there, and then all I had to do was actually code the rest of the missing methods or make them behave correctly. So the idea there was to use the stumps to capture the real data. So what I did was, in using Groovy, was create and code generate a copy constructor, which is really quite interesting to do in using Groovy. And Groovy's meta object protocol is really marvelous. It means that using a closure, you can actually iterate over all methods and fields using Java reflection in the package java.x. Java.reflection rather, and it makes it really nice. I mean, Groovy has removes all the boilerplate, really, so you don't have to, you can use the dot syntax and the dot notation to access methods and properties and of the said reflection classes. And you can even do something heinous, like use a grep of all the methods and then build another list. And this is all done with Groovy lists, and then using just rubbish code generation techniques, and which is just cut and paste and copy and paste rather, generate these mock objects. So in the end, what we had was real objects, then from the proprietary library X, and then we captured the data by copy constructing our mock stub objects. Then we invoked Joel Warness's Xtreme Java API and framework to actually stream our mock stub objects to XML. And once we've done that, we've captured a set of data which we can then use to in real unit tests then without the server. So it's quite easy to then to use the Xtreme library to then read back the XML and recreate mock objects and mock stub objects for our tests. So I really recommend looking at Groovy and the meta object protocol and replacing some of the shell scripting nonsense that's gone on through the years.